Our Father, we are grateful unto you once again for our gathering today that you have made possible. Thank you for bringing each one of us from our different homes. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the blessing in the Sunday school. Thank you also for the worship service. Thank you for special numbers. Lord Jesus, each time we gather in your house, being that it's not a picnic ground, Lord, our garden is unto you because it's according to your word. And we have the promise, Lord, at the back of it, that you promise that when we gather like this, ranging from two or three to any number, you'll be there in our midst. Father God, we know that that's never been for one time that you make an appointment and you disappoint, Lord. It's only we human beings that can disappoint. You are not a disappointment. Since you are here with us, we are privileged to be in your presence. We are privileged to be in your house. We pray that your presence and your house will bring much blessing unto us today, that we follow further your course in our life, Father. It will draw us closer unto you. It will bless us spiritually. It will deliver us from every works of the enemy. Give us victory on every side, Lord. We pray for good and perfect for everybody. We ask, Lord, that while we are in your house, may you baptize the souls of your sons and daughters with your spirit, O God. Refill those already filled. Take all of us to higher heights. Lord, at the end of this service, may we never be the same, Lord. Take us to a level where all things are possible. As we are asking for your help here, we are also asking for the same, for the guarding of your people across the globe. Remember your servant who has gone to Bakatari. We pray you be with him and be his strength and give him unction and inspiration, Lord, to be able to deliver, Lord, and declare the whole counsel of God. Let your word meet the needs of the people. Let it draw them closer unto you. Thank you, eternal Father. There be anyone, O God, that is so privileged today, Lord, to be physically present, but will be connecting with us through the online. We pray that you help them and create for them a holy atmosphere, a church atmosphere, Lord, void of all distractions. Lord, with, O God, all determination, may they get all the blessings also. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we consecrate ourselves unto you, that you will take us over and make use of us for your own glory. Thank you, dear Father. Bless the song leader, the users of the instrument, those who sound special, the children that, Lord, come in to pray and wait for this hour. May you bless every one of us. Thank you, eternal Father. Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can please be seated. We thank the Lord for this privilege to be in church again this morning for another time of fellowship. The pastor sent his greetings as he has announced last week, I think on Wednesday, that he will be with Bakatari. That is the request of their missionary pastor, Brother Adewumi. He said, is to be there. Myself, I have an invitation to also be there maybe next week if everything works that way. So, be in prayers for the pastor and for the church there and for everyone that comes around to help them, that the Lord will be their help. So the pastor sends his greetings to everyone. And let me read these greeting messages from Evangelist Babalola. Say greetings to the pastor, ministers, and the saints from Pastors Oyedepo of Kaduna and Pastor Tere of Abeokuta. These are from Evangelist Babalola. All right. There's also greetings from Sister Simeon to everyone. She called yesterday and said this, that she's sending her greetings to everyone. Protojometa, like Yoruba, we call it. Brother Israel Azubuike also sent his greetings to the church. Maybe not all of us know him, but when he comes around, his son-in-law to late Pastor Olatobi. That's the family of our sister that is here. He normally sits in front. He stays in Lagos when he comes around. He called me last night and sent his greetings to the church. And this weekend is the burial of late Pa Enyojuka of Ilaro. And I'm invited. All is also invited. Baba also will be going. I think he's staying back for Sunday service there. But I will go on Friday and return back Saturday by God's grace. So bring prayers for those of us who will make the journey and for the success of the burial also. God bless you all. Let me read this letter of appreciation from Brother Stephen. Ogusia, I bring thanks to our Heavenly Father this day for sparing my life and delivering me from the effect of the gas explosion that occurred on Monday, 21st January 2024 at my workplace. By this, I am a testimony that God saves even to the uttermost, they that put their trust in Him. I equally appreciate everyone that showed immense concern since the eventful day through phone calls, SMS, WhatsApp messages, and visiting. I felt so little and humbled by these pleasantries accorded me. Thanks a million times. God bless you all. Amen. Brother Stephen Oak. So, Brother Stephen, you are welcome. We thank the Lord. Yes. We are grateful unto God for His saving grace. Gas explosion, of course. You know the result of the explosion in Bodija. It's an explosion. Whether it is a bomb or gas or anything that explodes, the target is to terminate and to destroy. So if one is spared, it's worthy of appreciation. God bless you. We have the following to greet that are in fellowship with us. Yeah, Mama from Irekiti, Mrs. Ade Golani Afolabi, that's the mother of Brother Toby Black. God bless you, my Yahoo Koma. God bless you. We also have with us Sister Epadiola Mary. God bless you, Sister Yahoo Koma. And we also have Miss Moyo Sioluwa Soleye. God bless you also. You are welcome. All right. And then finally on this list, we have Sister Noah and her daughters. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, that's the husband is one of the people being interpreted for there. So God bless you. Then we have someone that we are to sing happy birthday song for. Sister Sharon Ayodele, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, sister. Happy birthday to you. You'll never know. You'll never know. In a long way, we never grow. Jesus is calling. All right. Do we know the hymn? Okay, shall we rise up to sing? Jesus is tenderly calling thee, oh, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of all with a robe, Father and Father away. Oh, calling today. Is it the minister? It is Jesus. When you know who is calling to help you, whether you deserve to respond or not. Let's open our Bible as we read from the same. We have four places to read from the scriptures. Hebrews 11, Daniel chapter 1, St. John 18, and Luke chapter 2. All of it, they are just few verses. About 9 verses in all or so. Hebrews 11 from verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was he 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. St. John chapter 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king there? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Finally, St. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he has seen the Lord's Christ. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. When the weather is not favorable at this time, we have to start praying that the Lord will send rain to calm all the breeze we are blowing, their dust. That is why many people are coughing, and myself, every morning and evening, I have to drink something hot to clear my throat. And I trust that I will have enough voice to speak for the time allotted for the service, because it's been a bit tough. And also, weather like this also help in sleep also. Sure. It helps in sleep. So, but sometimes it depends on individuals. And no sleep. You know what kill Pastor Elijah the Debo, how he went a few weeks back? He was in his vehicle, and a church member of his was the one driving. He was fast asleep on the passenger side in front, and then maybe the sleep catch the driver. And then just a few seconds, he ran into a stationary trailer, and on the spot he went. A sister from his church was also there that also went. And some others who are also church members had some injuries. That's how I went. And so sometimes sleep, if it is slept at the wrong time, it could be dangerous. Yeah. So at this time, sleep can also be dangerous. And Satan, he really know how to do the job. You know when what will help you is to be said. That is the very time that will plan your sleep. And how do you know sleep is coming? It's first of all come with weakness. When you are getting weak, the next thing after weakness is sleep. And if you are not conscious enough, and you begin to sympathize with yourself, and begin to scan last week, how that from Monday to Saturday there was no rest, that's how, why your body is like this. All those thoughts are coming at the wrong time. They are preparation for something Satan wants to do. And those memories are brought by the devil. And once you listen to it, you are out of the service. And before you come to yourself, the thing that will deliver you has been said and it's gone. So you have missed that day's visitation. That's what you have. So may the Lord be our help. I know you might say this man is too hard every time. He doesn't want somebody to sleep. Did I say you should not sleep? Did I even force you to come to church? It's a choice. You could have stayed at home too and sleep and send message that I was very tired. I will sympathize and pray for you while you are sleeping in your house. Yes. May the Lord be our help. We started this message on the 14th of January, the revelation of the purpose of our existence, Sunday school and the main service, morning service. And then this morning, we just did a little review of what we went through that day so that we can be able to have this service to move forward. I think one major thing that I would like to recall from the Sunday school and the other one, only one item, is this purpose that I want us to have it in mind that we are here on this earth because God brought us here. And there's a purpose why we are here. And when you look at the scripture, you will see positive purposes and negative purposes. Yourself, I don't know how your mind is running, but the Bible told us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And that we made particular reference to Pharaoh that time, that the things that happened in Egypt, it has not yet been recorded anywhere in history and in the scriptures. That those miracles and things like that that happened, those signs and wonders happened continuously in one person's domain. And yet, the person remained adamant. After the last thing happened, the death of all the firstborn, he was just mourning his firstborn now. All the people are just mourning. They just finished the burial. As he heard that the people are going, he asked them to forget about this. They should finish, stop the mourning and get on their chariots and let's pursue them. And he never thought that the God that had been performing all these things, all this while, is able also to do another thing as they are pursuing them. That didn't cross his mind. And the time he was now convinced that these people are not the type of people you pursue, it was late because there was no roundabout to make a U-turn there. When he regretted that, it's like you travel to Lagos and you make mistake and enter the Tomilan Bridge. The next opportunity you have is a Butemeta. I tell you, it's a Butemeta. It's the only place you can turn again. And that turn is not that you just turn and come. You are going to a Butemeta and you enter. And if you don't know your way from that time, the whole day, you are inside Lagos, roaming everywhere. And Lagos is not the place you park and say you want to ask somebody for road. It's the person that will arrest you or lead you into a trap. By the time Pharaoh realized that, because they confess that God is fighting against us for these people, they finally realized that. But it was they couldn't turn again. Everything has the Bible said that the wheel of their chariots have been removed. God lose all the tires. You can't even ride. No forward, no backward. No, you can't move anywhere. And this is what are coming down. Now the things that are open before, it's not coming down. And you cannot make any move. And they have not gone for swimming practice before. So that you say that maybe they will swim. Neither do they have life jackets that will keep them afloat. Everything just happens suddenly. May God have mercy upon us. And we also said in the Sunday school that even the children of Israel that came from Egypt to go and possess the Canaanite land and the rest of them, they are not just to go there and just be destroying. God gave them a key and a point that when you get first of all to any city, first of all proclaim peace. He said, when you proclaim that peace, if the chain of peace are there, said, as they welcome you, don't destroy those ones. But if they don't, then face them and finish them. Did you read it in the scripture? We read it this morning. I will just, in case of people, maybe that went for Sunday school, in other classes, and or whatsoever, I've just mentioned the scripture we are not reading. Deuteronomy 20 from verse 10 to 12. Then we came back to also read from Joshua chapter 11, verse 19 and 20, that told us that of all the cities that the children of Israel came to come and destroy, that there was none that made peace with Israel, except the Gibeonites. The Bible says why? It says because it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they will not make peace, that they will not ask for mercy, that they will not ask for favor, so that they can be destroyed. But the option, the opportunity was there. When they say, peace be unto you, say, ah, I bet my Lord, you are welcome. Like the woman did at the gate of Jericho, and took the spies inside, and told the spies, please, we have heard of you. Let me tell you that great and small here, their heart has melted. Nobody has strength. Whether you see them as tall as giant, forget about it. They don't have strength. They are afraid. We know that we possess this place. Say, me, I have personal request. I know they join multitude to see. I have personal request. Remember me and my household. And she was the one that carried the spies and hide them in the roof. When those people come, did you see anybody coming? Yes, I saw them come in. I saw them come in. But before the gate was shut, they went out the gate. Inside the roof. Say, you go like this. She was the one that told them how they will go. You go like this and for sure that you'll be able to see them. And when she know the way she directed them, then so that she will know the opposite way to tell these people to also move. The way God do his own work, eh? As those people go and make a fruitless journey, waste their strength and their time. Then she came back to these people and said, this is what has happened now. This is how I directed them. May I tell you one thing? Just be merciful to me and give me a sign. Let this not just be mouth talk. Give me a true token, something. Something that will give me assurance. Concrete evidence that this thing, it will be so. When destruction is coming, me and my family will be escaped. He says, don't worry. If that is the thing, we will give you this red thread, scarlet colored thread. Say, this one that you are using to lure us down, bind it on your window. Don't mind people what people are saying. Some people may say that the woman has been doing juju. That's how you go and tie one red something that now juju the woman they do. No, listen to what people are saying. You are the one that know why you put the thing there. Just bind it there. When we come, once we see this thing, check it every day. Because if we go, we don't see it there. If you come, we don't see it there. We'll level everywhere. So it is not only to bind it there, but she has to be checking it constantly to be sure that this thing, nobody come and carelessly lose it. Or maybe somebody was looking for rope. He just said, let me use this rope. I don't know what this man is tying this one there. It broke. I use it to that. If that happened before those ones come, they will destroy everywhere too. She has to constantly be checking it, just as we are also coming to check. Abraham said that what we come to church to do, to check up with our soul salvation, to see that the experience I have last year, is it still so? The testimony I gave, is it still current? In the face of God's word, can I still present it before God? Can the angel see this one and say, it's of God? She has to constantly be doing that until the people came. And once they see it, they have told Joshua, because they are Joshua's messenger. Joshua said, you just go and mark the woman's house. And the woman and her household was spared. But we know of other places where the open check that was given to Rahab was also given to the people. And the people didn't honor it. Are you with me? Rahab went to go and bring her people. They listened to her and they followed her. And they came to stay in the house. But there are others like Lot that they also, angel also, do you have people inside this city? Besides those who inside your house? Maybe your children and your in-laws and grandchildren, do you have them here? Even if it is cousin or nephew or what, do you have them uncles and things? Do you have them here? He said, yes, I have some people. If they give him time, he went out. You know, we just read everything brrr, as if it happened in 10 minutes. It's more than that. You have to read with understanding.
This Bible, you can read it, maybe a whole book finished in 1 or 2 days. But the event you are reading, it took hundreds sometimes of years. So you have to read it and pause and see what is there. Say, okay. Oh, Lord went out on the evangelist to preach to his people. They laugh. see this old man. Is he there that message? Is he carry that message? Can you see? Hey, this is our uncle. This is our daddy. This is our in-law. See, he's still without their message. He's still without their message. I went to see somebody yesterday. We were talking, the course of our talking, asked where my church is at. Oh, he said he used to pass that church. He said he used to pass. He said, one thing I know about that, he said they're always quiet. He repeated that to 5 times. Say they are always quiet. I used to like that church. How they don't disturb neighbors and things like that. He said, I used to like that church. Well, it is more than that. Maybe one day he will stumble inside. Then he will see how quiet we are. We are quiet. We are really quiet. But one day, I'm sure you will see how quiet we are. Some look at the thing and say that they believe this is occultism. Because occult something, they don't allow outsiders to know what is happening inside. Since the doors are open and nobody is banned from entering, you call me and see how the occultism is happening. The Lord bless you. We follow last week, the other time that we went at and went as far as we talk about identification briefly, about how each person's characters are molded. Brother Bram told us the book he read and also what he wanted to be because of what he read. And then finally one day he read about Jesus. And then from that time, he has longed to be like Jesus. Because if you read about Jesus, or you hear about Jesus, and you understand who Jesus is, and you know what Jesus can make out of you, and you know that that's the very reason why he himself become flesh as God Almighty, and how he endured the sufferings, you definitely wouldn't have any other desire than to be like him. Whatever we can become on this earth, which will vary from person to person, it matters not much. It doesn't matter much. Some people will live very old, like this Pioneer Jukan will want to go for his burial. I think it's around 78, 79 years. A pastor was buried in Lagos on Friday. He was 80 years of age. You know, sometimes those ones come like that. Sometimes the thing also come down, you see the one of that something and the 40 years or whatever like that. It's also happened. Jesus Christ himself, how long did he live? 33 years. John the Baptist, how long did he live? 30 years plus. So, it doesn't matter the length. What matters is, what did he come to this earth for? Was it achieved? Period. We spoke about Samson that day. And, you know, Abraham preached several sermons on Samson. And the life of Samson is a lesson to everybody. That we should. Every character in the Bible is a lesson. But Samson is one special character. Because the kind of power that God gave to him, there's nobody in the scriptures or after the scripture possesses. That when the Spirit of God come upon him like this, everybody have to advise themselves. If you want to run, now quick run. Because this is a man that within few minutes finished 1,000 people. Abraham said with iron helmets on their head or whatever the type of helmet they have, and with dry jawbone in his hand, knocking them, everybody off. The key 1,000. Lion. Now Abraham said that before you say Jack Robinson, he will kill 12 men. The blood in their body will just congeal. Stop running. The heart will cease. Then that's all. You know, there was one time I saw somebody in a YouTube. I have it saved on my phone. I think it looks as if it's South Africa the way I look at it. The person went to go and stay before the lion cage. And the lion was staying just close to the something. So the person was there. The person do like this. Carelessly. One time. As he do like this, one thing, grab the hand. The lion grabbed the hand and was pulling it. Pulling it. The people who were there busy videoing him, while he was sweating it out only himself. He was pulling the hand. By the time he got to North Central, reading once like this, and then he was able to, the hand was condemned. He carried the hand. Sometimes you pay for your carelessness. I don't know. I don't know how human being thinks. There is nothing that will make me to stay at this interval with a lion that is not yet dead. Maybe you don't understand what lion is. I'm sure from that day, not only him, but all that see him, they have more to learn. That hand, if God help him to live long, even his grandchildren, they will know how it is like that. Because the lion squeezed the hand. All the bone of the is condemned. I see where a man was rearing lion. One day himself entered their cage. But then the lion was hungry at that time. So they grabbed him. By the time he discovered that the lion was trying to get fierce, he was running to come out. Before he was able to, they just grabbed him and drew him back. Grab him here. I was drawing him. And the people there, somebody with a pistol, somebody with a pistol. Now today, when you want to make all those dangerous moves, there are a lot of things you have to have with you. A lot of things. You can't be running lion and not know that. You should have this, vet them gun with you. That if you just shoot him, bam, the thing will go and go further. These white people sometimes, they go overboard. They go overboard. God be merciful to us. We spoke about Moses that day. That was the character we ended with, and that's where we are taking off this morning. With the scriptures that we read about Moses, let us just read that scripture as we close the chapter on Moses to move forward. Hebrews 11 again, from verse 23. He said, by faith Moses, when he was born, was 3 months of his parents. Because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. That is the parents' own time. But from 24, he said, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, that is when he reached the age of accountability, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, which would have been a big title. Like somebody is saying that this one is related to the president or to the governor. Your head will swell. Your head will swell. If his president said, come to where you are working, everybody want to snap with him. Everybody, so that you can keep the picture. You want everybody to see that you snap with his president. Whether the people call him devil, at that time, he's not a devil. You want to show that you are dead. Like one of the brethren that is a journalist. He snapped with a vice president when they were in together like this. Whether that one happened for a few seconds, so he used that photo as his DP. Yeah. Who doesn't like forget about when people are talking about gentility and humility. You just watch and see when the opportunity comes. That's what you really know. He's a minister. He used the tea for a DP. I doubt if he has taken. I think the last time I checked was still a few days. The picture is still there. Even though the vice president has left, he still put the thing there for his DP. He still the thing. Human being like that. And Egypt that time is like US of today. And for you to be identified with the palace there, it's like you are identified with the White House. And they are calling him Prince Moses, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he stopped the people and said, no, I am not too. I'm an Hebrew. People will say, what is wrong with this one? Are you sure it's correct? Is it not palace they raise him up? How can you be forfeiting or denying palace and be identify yourself with slaves? Is this one having mental problem? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, he preferred that instead of answering Prince Moses, the daughter, the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he, if possible, let them cast him out and let him also be making bricks like these people. He said he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. He said, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Because to be actually a prince in the palace, all the guests are at your disposal. All the guests, anyone you want, if you call once, they will answer 20 times. The one you didn't call, he said that, are you calling me? They will respond. It doesn't not happen today. It happens. It happens. But Moses said, I prefer to be called a murderer, a slave, than to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Me, I don't want it. I prefer to go and be making blocks like this, those ones, because they are my people. Than to be in the palace that gave instruction for the torturing of God's children. The palace that gave instruction for destruction of God's children, that to be identified with them, which means that I'm identifying myself with assassins. I'm identifying myself with tormentors. I'm identifying myself with haters of God's children. That is the way you look at it. How can I be boasting that I am part of the people that is torturing God's children? I'm part of the people that is killing God's children? I'm part of the people that is tormenting God's own children and I hate God's own children? When I know that I am part of them and they are God's children, they are God's, the apple of his eyes, they are God's firstborn, just because of their condition today, which does not determine their condition for life. Their condition today does not determine their condition for life. Yes, sorry. The God of the mountain is the God of the valley. And the God of the valley is the God of the mountain. The God of the day is the God of the night. And the God of the night is the God of the day. Yes, sir. When things go wrong, he made them right. Oh, sure. He made them right. He made them right. In the language of human beings, we say that no condition is permanent. And that goes vice versa. Whether it is good too, it's not permanent. Whether it is fine, it's not permanent. Today, the person you say your royal highness or whatever, it can be in prison tomorrow. Very recently, this week that we ended, they chop off the head of two kings, royal highness. One have to throw away his crown and find his level inside the bush to be saved. Forget where crown go. All beads, throw them away. Come on, the royal slippers or whatever I put for them. All the agbada, come on them and run inside push just to save his life. May the Lord be merciful unto us. I saw a picture one time of where Ekwere Madu, and the present king of England, where the king of England was respecting him as the deputy senate president from Nigeria. Under the watch of that same very king now, he wasn't a king, he was just a prince then, but this time around he's a king now, then approving the sentence, the imprisonment of this day person he respected as deputy vice president. Despite appeal from that country, from rank and file, from high top officers, including the nation's former president. Despite all that, appeal from high people, rich people, low people, different people, that they should temper justice with mercy and this and that, they turned deaf ears and sentenced him. Of course, it is something they want to commit, they have not even committed it. They want to harvest the organ, it has not yet been harvested. The organ is inside. Despite all that, you go to 10 years, you stay 8 years there, you stay 9 years. They are there. They are there. So no condition is permanent. All the money he have could not bring him out. His position could not help him. May the Lord be our help. Moses, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Because pleasure of sin does not last forever. It's a seasonal thing. It will come to an end. Beauty doesn't last. Youth does not last. He come and go. You that was pretty one time, you yourself, you see yourself from mirror, that this beauty is fading. If you are not deceiving yourself, go and check the pictures that you have been snapping some years back. Compare it to the present one. You will see how that beauty has been declining. So beauty is not forever. And you that is pretty today, you think you are pretty, that people are looking at you. Nobody looking at you for anything. Look, all that you carry now, your flesh. Everybody, don't deceive yourself. Don't be merciful. Don't pray that God will be merciful unto you. Because one small accident can deform you for life. One little accident can deform you for life. And no man will desire you except God's mercy. Look, everything that this life carries, there is nothing to it. There is nothing to it. Satan only shows the bright side to human being. He doesn't show the other side. He doesn't let people know that there's a possibility. The thing that people lie about today, there are things that will come and end. May God be gracious. This Moses, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. You see what the words the Bible is using? Treasures in Egypt. When he said treasure in Egypt, because this is the person that is the oncoming Pharaoh. All things being equal. The treasure in Nigeria is in control of the president now. It's under his control. He just gave instruction about 2 days ago. That the proceed and everything that is coming through the NNPC, that you direct everything to CBN. Then the CBN is the one that put the person there. You call the person and sit in there. When that money can do, yes, sir, that's what. Some people are saying, it's not constitutional. It's not. You are talking to yourself. Who is the approver of the, who approved the constitution? Is it not the president? Did the law not give president immunity? People just waste their time or something they need it or shouldn't waste their time for. This man that is sitting there in that place, when you are voting him, you have to know the package. This man, as long as he's alive, he becomes unquestionable. Whatever he does. So unquestionable. You tell you have reasons to do that, that's all. The only time this nation will have done anything was when the certificate issue was. But they do that in enter those brain. With all the evidences and medications, it enter those brain. And this EMA will be approving investigation of people with bad certificates. Yes. Is that kind of country you want to die for? Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Egypt was actually very rich at that time. What made Egypt rich? The presence of Joseph. Because he's the son of prosperity. And anywhere he entered, the place, boom. And when Joseph entered that place, the place, boom. Prosperity. That was what brought Egypt to the fall, to the center of the world map. That was popularized that country. Through that single revelation that God gave to Joseph about how to preserve food, that's what made Egypt especially popular. All the country didn't know what to do. All the kings, all the presidents, they don't know what to do. But there's a man there that knows what to do. And when he did it, everybody come there to come and buy food. Is the overall, is the final say on the food. His authority said, pass Pharaoh home. And from that, they changed the thing to make these people to be slaves and be building their country for them. And they built this country for, they were working there for over 300 years. Because Joseph was there as governor for 80 years. Are you following me? And these people were there for 400 years. 400 minus 80. How many remain? 320 years. Immediately Joseph leave. Then another Pharaoh come that does not know all those. Say, is it the dream of how many years? How many forget all those ones? Tell me a dream of revelation of how many years ago. I believe that. Like people will say today. That Abraham was to be alive today. Himself will have known better. You will have known that things have changed. Before you throw what Abraham said, your Bible should have been thrown away long time. Because the Bible was written hundreds of years before. You should agree that that must have been a cake then. Yes. That God said, if he was to write Bible today, he should have known better. And that is what is informing Pope to write his, their Bible. Because they believe that God did not know much that time when he composed this one. And there are a lot of things have happened. It's subject to review. And they want to now review it. I know Peter wrote. And I myself am the current pope. And Peter was the old pope. So the new pope is what he said. May God have mercy. He said, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He knew that by revelation, there is a reward coming to God's own children that will stay with his word, that will stay in line of his promise, that will stand and... It's not easy now. He said, God help you. Let us be honest with ourselves. To say you want to live by this message, God has to help you. If God doesn't help you, the other way is pulling and appealing. The other way is the broad way. Things are easier there. That's why Jesus said, we should strive to enter in at the gate that is straight, at the way that is narrow. He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. He said, few are those that find it. He said, but broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. He said, many go in their heart. Many means many. Those many are over 90%. Easy way. What made Lot to go? Abraham said it is the strictness of the sermon of Abraham that made Lot to go and pitch his tent towards Sodom. He had been nursing that thing in his heart before there is an occasion to bring separation. So when the thing that brought separation come, he rejoiced in his heart that if not for anything, those joy-killing sermons. I don't know what is wrong with those men. I don't know the kind of spirit that is working on them. When they start like this, they will just condemn you from head to toe. Are they the work on them? Are they speaking their words? Are they bringing their ideas? Is it their opinion they are presenting? But when somebody does not have revelation, that's what you will see. Oh, he said, Lord just went. Say, at least this, that sermon, don't be here. You hear it, you not be yourself sometimes for 3 days. Especially if you be this person or this person or that person. Ah, know that your life don't finish. May the Lord be our help. People fear when they hear CBT. CBT die by the church. Actually, CBT is really called by the church. Die by the church. There will not be. There are two other. If you attend their service like this. This old gospel has been like that from the Old Testament. That's how no appreciate it. That's why many people did not believe it. Only his family. That is how Moses went to bring it. How many people make it? That's how Joshua preached it. Only few people. That's how all the people that Abraham that the way he preached it. That even his own nephew have to separate from him. And like we said in Sunday school, even Lot, he had a seed of disobedience in him. A seed of my own way is better than God's way. He had it in him. That is what led him to go and live with his daughters. He was arguing with the angel. The angel said, go this way. I beg. If I go that way, evil will overtake. When angels say, go this way, how will you follow where angels say, go, and evil will overtake you? Human beings and angels. How will evil overtake you when you are following what angels say? Say, evil will overtake me if I go that way. Let me go this way. Okay, the angel said, okay, I agree. At least go the way you want to go. Even he still went to that place, he still could not stay there. He still had to leave that place and go and stay in a cave. Go and hide only himself and his daughters there. One room cave. Him and grown up daughters. He stayed there. The guys look here, say, in this church, there is no, we cannot get any brother here. Say, we can see the whole church. We can't get any brother here. If one cannot get anybody out, one has to do something. But the augment one does it, he brought curse upon them. You are not limited to this place. In all the black race, you can get married. Only to believers. God wants Solomon. God didn't tell him this number of wives to marry. He said, everything you want to marry, let it be Israel. Don't go outside. Because if you go outside, the love you have for me will reduce. It will not be like this again. Solomon went. He see this one in Sidonia, he bring. He see this one in Assyria, he bring. He see this one in Cana, he bring this one too. One can't destroy this one. Now you yourself, you know, see that from metal to no, nothing to complain. Everything is neat now. You see another one. This one is flesh plump from head to toe. This one too is killer. I've never got anyone that is killer again. Bring this one too. Then you see this one is bowler, he bring this one. When they were coming, they didn't come empty-handed. All of them come with their idols. Then as they come, see your royal highness. You know, that's the way we used to do our worship in our place. If you just give me a little place so that I can be worshiping the way we used to worship. Then king will say, okay, well, you can carve this place. He put the idol there. This one will also say, like what you give for this, my sister-in-law. You also give me small place. You also give her a small place. You also have a small place. That is why the message of the hour does not give everybody small, small personal belief and opinion. It is right here, we will level it straight. Everybody will fit into wherever you belong. We'll lay it straight. You can't have your personal belief. Our belief concerning everything remains the same. Oh, yes, sorry. Like I said the other time, beauty, you can be beautiful as you want to be beautiful. But the prophet said, don't bring it out of Hollywood. Let your beauty be natural beauty. The God that created female, he no put oil for their ear. Where did that start? Did it start in the script? Is it God that ordained it? So we don't need oil there. Like I used to make a rude remark, is the truth. Everywhere in a normal human being, that hole supposed to do, when God was doing designing, he put the hole there. That's all. That's all. Period. Any additional you go and put yourself is out of God's will. He made everybody, they are different colors. We are not supposed to be the same color. Some will be yellow, some will be black, some will be other colors. He made them like that. The color that God made you remain like that. The reason Abraham said, what is causing man is lack of satisfaction. He said, and until God give the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the only one that can satisfy, until he enter inside your heart, you can never be satisfied. When you talk of covetousness, it's not because maybe somebody is poor. That's not what leads to covetousness. We are here in this country during Obasanjo's time, when the speaker, the Senate president, that even his security vote was 500 million. Security vote in a month, 500 million. I don't know how much it is now. Those are things we don't even know their figure. They say they want to give a poverty alleviation 5,000. What do I want to do with 5,000? What do I want to do with 5,000? Poverty alleviation. When somebody is collecting like 1 billion every month on audited account, nobody will ask you how you spend it. Oh, my share for 5,000. Your money perish with you. That man was he guilty of small money that they say that he stole. The man that collects 500 million in a month as security vote. All the contract he approved, he gets his own court. He was in guilty of the one that they have to ask him to come and answer. That's what got the girl rid of him there as Senate President. A old governor at that time, Alamisia, DSP. Now, so he carry money from here, they run go UK. Then they were trailing him. I said, Your Excellency, you are welcome. Can we check these bags? He said, it's a governor in his state, in US. I mean, in UK. So it's in Nigeria, that's Nigeria. But here, our own law, we have to check. When they check, they say, Your Excellency, if the king of this nation does not carry this type of money, how come? How come? Your Excellency, this thing, we have to follow the normal procedure. By that, they catch him. That man, he play all his trick. They dress him like a woman. He escaped. Before you know what is happening, he landed in Bayelsa. He fight out. As he landed, they grab him. They put chain in his hand and carry him to Abuja. He said the reason they put chain in his hand was because by training, he's a pilot. that can adjust the plane from the person and divert it to another place. They strip him of everything he has. He was left with only 500,000 as governor. That's how he did. Even though his former deputy or whatever, when he became president, he came to pardon him, he didn't live long, he died of that. If there could be a president that would do that one, the country would be better. That's why most of the debt was paid at that time. Everybody was afraid to steal. The one that steal, everybody that will drop it, quickly come and secretly drop it and withdraw. And do like this. That's why we will get money to pay most of the debt. But when you see all this one like a goofball, you see the up and down, so you will know nothing. Chief rogue. You see there. Carry debt reach 77 trillion. Say you have fulfilled all the campaign promises. We are here. We are here. Another government is on. We are here because we look by. That's where we are. We are. May God have mercy upon us. Now, if they put you in government, won't you also steal? It's easy to point finger and to condemn now. If they put you in government, you think you will not steal? Answer it for yourself. Because nowadays, husband they cheat wife. Wife they cheat husband. Children they cheat parents. Parents they cheat children. People they cheat in their places of work and everywhere. And you are talking of somebody somewhere. Remove the beam from your eyes. Maybe you can see the mote in your person's eyes. As you are watching somebody, somebody they watch you. May God have mercy upon us. Let's come back to our subject. Let's proceed. There's one character in the scripture which is very familiar, common, every time we talk about Jacob. Just once in a while, put your eye on the title of the sermon. That we are talking about the revelation of the purpose of our existence. Before Jacob was formed in the mother's womb and his twin brother, God has already known them, know all their lifespan, know what they will become, know their source. Jacob came from God, but Esau didn't come from God. And that's the main thing. So by the time they were inside the womb, that was when the mother began to have. She's not the only mother that will have trouble with children in the womb. There are people that didn't even have twins inside, that still have trouble with only one pregnancy. Am I talking sense? Some will die with the pregnancy itself. But in the case of this woman, as she was having the trouble, and she asked God, now, wow. And that's her firstborn. She has not had that experience before. So why is she like this? But because God wants to put this in there in the scriptures for a reason. Say, well, it's because there is two nations in your womb. And there are two manner of people that are different from each other. In a plain language, they come from different sources. He said, the one that will come out first, I don't know that one. So I hate that one. But the one that will come out last, that's the one that comes from me, and that's the one I love. Brother Abraham said that if you come around their tent and watch a little while, for righteousness, say you will pick his up. Because he was naturally gentle. He was gentle. He was calm. There's no report that he was fighting anybody. There's no report that he was stealing anybody's property. There's no report that he was causing trouble here and there. He was a nice man. He goes to his work, come back, and then he will do everything. Give better or something. Go give his father. Was taking care of the old man. And the old man will be praying for him. But all those prayers was entering inside the basket. Because he doesn't have something under to hold it. Election, no day there. No predestination to hold the prayers. So the prayer will fall inside the basket. Post injured, they don't do something. But the mother kept that in her heart. That this second boy
God said, I love him.
The mother couldn't answer the question why God hates the first one. Because per se, the mother cannot see the evil in Esau. Say, they didn't hate him for 80 seconds. I don't know. No, there is no cause for hatred. Now, the mother will look at it. I can't see why God say hate this one. Because when you look at them, they are all handsome. This one gets smooth body. This one get hair. In fact, there are some women that used to even lust after hearing men. Are you following me?
But God said, I hate it. Abraham said, it is not this flesh that is predestinated. It is the seed gem inside the earth. So whether you are physically pretty or handsome, it does not determine God's predestination. Whether your voice is fine, you can sing like an angel, or your voice is opposite the piano. When the piano is talking like this, you won't go this way. It doesn't mean anything. That one does not determine election. Yes, sir. Whether you are the first person to arrive at church and you are the last person to leave, it doesn't determine all this is. Whether you have been around the message from the day you are born until the last day, it still does not determine this thing. Whether you have up to about 30 Bibles in your house that you use your money to buy, and you've been bound to 30 and share to people, it doesn't determine these things. What determines it is election. And if you are not elected, there's nothing you can do about it. Oh my, let me say this one. You know, in education, people go to school. They put in for a course. They will do. Finally, they will be advised to withdraw. Are you with me? Not that they didn't have money to pay for school fees. Not that they did not buy handouts. Not that they couldn't afford textbooks. Not that they don't attend classes. Neither does it mean that they don't read. They do all that. They struggle and read and do like that. And yet, they'll be advised to withdraw. Why? Their brain is not carrying that. Somebody else is there. Maybe he doesn't even attend all classes. Maybe he doesn't even pay school fees on time. Maybe. But when they will do any tests, who is called like 8, 9/10. How is he doing it? Is he the reading? Somebody else is reading as he's reading also. And he's not just seeing anything. In the spiritual, when we come to this spiritual environment, when we hear it like this, say it in every simplicity, with all analogy, that is why there are 5 different ministerial gifts, so that everybody will put in their own ability. Even 2 apostles will operate different levels, 2 evangelists will operate with different anointing, and pastor will operate at different anointing. Everybody does not pray, they don't operate the same way. God do all those design that each person will catch some group, so that at the end of it, nobody will escape. That is a seed of God. At the end of the day, do you know the OT is still not clear to somebody? I can't see head and tail of the OT. It is not clear. How we come to say that God is one to some people up to now, it's not clear. How we come to say that water baptism is in the name of Jesus Christ up to now, to some people, it's not clear. Some people just, let's just agree like that. You cannot just agree. If it is not clear, it is not clear. Even if you go and do that water baptism based on let us agree, your sins cannot be remitted. You only went to bath. There must be a revelation behind it. This revelation is tied to your predestination. And that will determine your understanding of it. That will determine your action. Some people, the day they hear is the day they will act. Some people will hear it for 10 years, they won't do anything. They won't show annoyance with you. They will be praising you. The sermon was wonderful, but they will never act by it. I'm telling you fact. They won't deny it. They won't run away from it. They will not act on anything. They will just be doing what they like, quietly, and they will just be laughing with you, and they will just be coming to services, and everything will just be going, but you just know that they are not doing anything. May the Lord be our help. It's a bit deep, right? We are here for business. You see, in my life, we are all different. I don't go after euphemism. I don't go after applause. I don't go after maybe hearing loud amen. If I don't hear one single amen for 2 hours, it doesn't remove the anointing a bit. It doesn't mean. After I study, finish, and I pray, and I come, and then I follow the inspiration, I'm 100% satisfied. Irrespective of... When I was in Ghana recently, I preached a sermon. A woman was there. You know, she's a Ghanaian, but she came from U.S. So... The son also is in the U.S. Yesterday, the son called me. He said the mother called him and asked him, did you listen to Brother Simon Osunsoti? He said, yes. He said, yes, he listened. That he called also person yesterday. He said, that is what I'm saying. Because if that someone is clear, if it is understood, if it is mixed with faith, there are some actions that you follow. That's what I'm... I won't talk more than that. May the Lord be our help. When we come to church like this, everybody is here. It is only the Creator that knows what is happening to each person. No, the pastor doesn't know. To some extent, the pastor has some little ideas sometimes, but sometimes it's not accurate on things. Only one person that knows everybody is the Creator. Sometimes the person you think where the thing is sinking inside, it doesn't sink anywhere. Sometimes the person you think is not catching anything is the real one that is catching it. It's only God that knows those things. Jacob, his life physically was black. Everywhere he go, a deception. Even his name, Gan, means deceiver. I don't know too why the parents name him like that. I don't know where they got the name. I don't know. Whether they don't understand me or not, I don't understand. Because even the senior brother know the meaning of that name. So when we expect the parents to know the meaning of the name, he said, was he not rightly named Jacob? So, which means that Esau knows the meaning of the name. And perhaps the meaning of Esau's name is better than even Jacob. But look at how the thing was going. Jacob, he had dealing with you. No matter how smart you are, he will deceive you. I don't care how shrewd you think you have been business. Just have a cutter with Jacob. He will floor you. Anywhere he go. But when the issue of eternal, because there's one thought, only one thought, himself would know why, what present that thought to his heart. Now, by the time we see how a coach had with it, when Abraham was talking, he said there's an inspiration that pushes people towards something.
something inside of his heart was thinking of the blessing of the elder. And there's no way he could say it. He can't tell his brother, say, let us come and discuss. That it's likely that it's a mistake that I should have been forced. He will just slap his mouth. But the thing was a meditation in his heart. Until one day, the situation presents itself. Every human being, there is something running in our heart. There is a seed, there is a spirit, there is a life that is running in our heart. That when the situation presents itself, it will come out. When the situation presents, which God is the one that brings the situation. That was why that day he was making porridge and the senior brother came. And God made sure that day he came with a special hunger that I've never known about before. And then he saw the porridge, he perceived the odor, he salivated it. He said, bros, you will give me from this your portage. You can't eat this thing alone. See, it's on a condition. Say, which condition? If you will admit that I'm the senior, that you are the junior. That's the thought that has been in his heart. That thing cannot come out by accident. It's a meditation in his heart. See, so to say that you are senior, I'm a junior. Is that why I say there's nothing to that one? You had seen I'm doing. Oh yeah, God, don't give me the thing. Jacob says, that's not how we are. You know the way we do things here now. You have to swear and agree. At that time, Jacob Esau ought to wake up. He didn't wake. He was still slumbering. Then he comes to swearing. And he knew that an oath for a confirmation is the end of all strife. That's where the matter will rest. Angel said, we seal it. That's why the Bible said, don't swear at all. See, because why would the angel be angry at your word? See, you can't say it is an error. You don't swear by error. Then, look, this potato, I said, me and Pastor, look at what you want to eat. And look at what we want to give in exchange. That is why people, we are talking about Moses just a few minutes ago now, that instead of enjoying the pleasure of sin for a season, he rather took that we esteem the reproach of Christ, greater riches. All the sins that we come to preach against, is it not for a season? It's for a season. Everybody know that they will end. But there is nothing that makes people to sit down and think, how old am I? And how long will I be on earth? You don't have that answer. Have any of my age mates gone? You have that answer. Is there a possibility I might also go without much notice? You also have that answer. But if I go today, for instance, am I okay? Can I meet God in my present condition? You have the answer. The Bible says, thus Esau despised his birthright. And the matter ended. God sealed it. Then from that time, Esau began to still go for his hunting. The father was still saying, God bless you. God was not blessing him. And then Jacob just do his housework and dress up. Then the day finally came for the blessing to proceed from the father. Because that is God's provided way. So he called Esau, what to do, and Esau went and called, and then Rebecca called Jacob, go and do like this. You know the whole story. We don't want to go to all those details again. Finally, Jacob brought me. And the father, with all the doubt and everything, himself was convinced that the voice I'm hearing
I'm not a kid. This one had Jacob's voice. He was confused. He knew. If the ear deceive him, if the neck deceive him, if the smell of clothes deceive him, the voice did not deceive him. He didn't say that this voice looked like. He said it is Jacob's voice. It was direct. Despite that, it is Jacob's voice. He pronounced a blessing. As he finished, then he saw him. My father, arise. Say, arise to do what? And he from your son's benefit. Now he now know that this is real Esau. Hey, what happened? Somebody had brought me venison in your name, and I've eaten it, and I pronounced blessing upon him, and actually he's blessed already. The blessing is irreversible now. It's too late. Ah, Esau says, oh, not all like that. Yeah, I'm the firstborn. This and that. Still bless me anyhow. Okay, you want anyhow blessing? You will serve your brother. Since you want anyhow blessing, you will serve your brother. When he rose up from the place, he knew that this one is no blessing. He said, what will happen so? The same thought of Cain was also the way he thought. That's why you know, if you don't understand surfaces, every character in the scripture will line it. The same thought of Cain, that if he be so like this, I kill Abel, when I'm the only one that's available, if you like, let him not take my offering. Nobody will worship him again. That's why I kill Abel. Esau have the same thing. He said, the day of my mother's mourning is at hand. When I slaughter the boy, then let's see where the blessing will go. Let him go and be firstborn in the grave. The mother said, Jacob, oh yeah, pick food and yeah, advise yourself. He picked grace. When he go, was he doing good? He continued deceiving. Deceived the goat. Met Laban, finished that one. Converted all his wealth to his own. That one also do wayo for him. But you know, wayo times two. Labor for Rachel, they gave him Leah. Say, you deceive me. This is no, if nobody so in our country. Nobody so here. We have order here. We follow the order of the birth register. That's what we follow here. Why didn't you tell him in the beginning? You know what he was asking for. Why don't you tell him in the beginning? This is the order here. That one, now 4-1. But himself too, now 4-1. So they were dealing with each other. At the end of the day. When he carried all these people something, and he saw that the man was realizing that, this boy, I don't understand this thing. All the strong animal has become his owner. All my own, you're weak. They can't even stand. You tap an animal, you don't do that. You begin to do that. From the same, I don't know the system this boy is using. So the thing affected his face begin to change. Then Jacob called the wife. Say, your father's face is no more towards me. How can it be towards you like before? When you don't do him finish, his face can't be the same thing. Say, we have to go. They say, and you are going with where we are going. We don't have anything our father's house, this and that. Even Rachel, when she was legal, she still carried out of nobody. Is it deceived the father too? With idol. But finally and finally, a time came. Because election was working on Jacob. I made a statement one day. Maybe I will make it very soon now. Election was working on Jacob. That he has to meet God anyhow. No matter how dubious he go, no matter whatever he do, he has to meet God. And one thing with God is that all the dubiousness, you will lose it. You will lose it. If the person is a seed of God, everything you acquire dubiously, they will all vanish. I can tell you for free. is labor in vain. All the labor of Lot, did he get anything out of that place? The houses, the lands, the animals, the everything. A pin, he didn't follow him out of that place. Except if the person is not a seed of God. If he's a seed of God, don't bother yourself. When he heard that his brother is coming with 400, say, I'm few in number. How do I meet 400 men? And he remembered all he had done for the brother. And he said, well, they don't break now. Then he still was remembering the old gimmicks. He started the pranks again. As he was doing the thing, the man no rest. Because this is where God used to send him with him. He no rest. He do arrangement, he does work. After he do everything, he send everything ahead. His mind still no rest. If you are a seed of God, your mind cannot rest. Your mind won't rest. Except for his apprentices. Except for his apprentices. Anything you want to try, do. As long, if it is on the surface of this earth, I tell you, you will never rest. In this message bracket, this is not a denomination. This is message of the hour. The strongest message that ever struck the heart. The purest message that ever struck the heart is this one. Brother Abraham said, he said, we preach holiness to the very extremes. Their own is too much. It was much like that from the prophet. Say, we preach holiness to the very extremes. If you don't want holiness to the extreme, find your level here. You are not. This place doesn't pay you. Because you won't come here and be happy. Here we don't believe in painting. We don't believe in powder. Women wearing trousers. Wearing transparent clothes. Wearing short skirt. Wearing short gown. We are in too tight a clothes. Don't people see you? They will have evil thoughts. Come to sit down in church, open your ears, people will be looking at your pants. We don't believe it's just trash here. You are an agent of the devil when you do like that one. We believe that here, when you are coming here, you come to serve God. And somebody that wants to serve God doesn't come to show his body. And the prophet said, the only one woman in the Bible that paint was Jezebel. And he said that she was fed to the dogs. He said, you don't paint to meet God, you paint to meet man. And if you are coming here to meet God, you drink decently. You appear decent. All the trick does not work. If it doesn't work that time, it won't work today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The tricks will not work again. I don't know why you are here. You also don't know why I'm here. Meaning that I'm standing on the pulpit, I have the opportunity to say why I'm here. I don't need to say it. But let all of us say it to ourselves. Are you here because you heard that there is a God that visited our generation? Are you here because you know that there is a message that told us the mind of God? Are you here and you are interested to know the will of God for your life? Are you here and you want to know how to make the rapture? That is the reason why we that come here are here. Anything beside that one, you have come to the wrong place. If you are here to get connection for business, you have failed. You are here to get help financially. May God help you that you'll be able to get help. But sometimes you get there, sometimes you not get. Because that if you look, you can go down after the service and check whether there is ATM machine around this place. You won't find anyone. Are you following me? There is nobody here working in a big company that can give you no to anywhere. Everybody is struggling here. Now struggling, everybody is struggling here. Some people will dress fine. They are not even the one that buy the clothes. Now give them. Yoruba has an adage that all the lizards used to eat their tummy on the ground. It's only God that knows the one that has stomach upset. May the Lord be our help. If you don't have the right reason for coming here, you will be disappointed. I mean, miserably disappointed. Many have come and they have gone. Because what they are looking out for, they didn't see it. Many have come to play pranks. When they see that the pranks were discovered, they find their level. Because here, nothing is spared. Nothing is spared. Everybody is sieved like this. Examine thoroughly. Ministers are examined. Oh yes, sorry. Ministers are examined. Officers are examined. Sisters are examined. Brothers are examined. Boys are examined. Girls are examined. Everybody is examined by this word. If you cannot stand, you find your level. No sacred cow here. Nobody does what he likes here. Nobody, you do it, you pay for it. May the Lord bless you. Okay. Let's proceed. Moses finally left Egypt. We are on Jacob. Let me read this. And then we leave Jacob. In the message, hearing, recognize, and act on the word, I just want to read like two paragraphs there. I jump. Paragraph 19. But Jacob, it was just so easy for him to do it. Now Jacob one purpose Jacob had, and that was that he loved that birthright. No matter how he got it, just so he got it. See, this issue of birthright, let me tell you that. Do you know that it's just use mathematics yourself? You have a need. Can you just devote 15 minutes of deep, sincere prayer about it every day? 15 minutes. Undiverted. Not the one you put your phone beside you. Any prayer, you look at it. That will not be serious prayer. If you really want to pray, you quench your phone and put it somewhere. Whether King call you, whether you miss a business, whether you miss an appointment, it matters not. Because that is not meant for you. The one that is meant for you will come when you are there. This thing we are saying in the scripture, do you think that the arrangement of God can ever miss? When Isaac called Esau and told him, why is it that Rebekah was close by? Do you think that if Isaac knew that Rebekah is close, you think that he will not let Rebekah go for before he tell Isaac what he will tell him? Before he tells Esau what he will tell him? But God is a perfect arranger. Perfect arranger. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't miss his target. If you devote 15 minutes every day, put your phone aside, put everything and lay before God quietly for that 15 minutes. I'm not saying you should take 15 minutes. If you have time, you can take 30 minutes or more. And all the other requests we are praying over, they are the things that God says we add. They are additions. But we major on the minor. We ask for the additions, leaving the main thing. When you ask for that main thing, God is working on those others. Like this man, Nathaniel Bassi, that sang. See, God was working on my business. He was working on my pay. He was working on this one while I was like this one. To be Chukwu. Chukwu means God. To be means praise God. Say praise God. To be Chukwu, he has done it for. And many of you don't understand. No, does it? Oh, sure. When you are busy doing His will, He's working on your problems. He's working on your needs. But that is what Jesus Christ said, that seek ye first. Don't be thinking of this one. He said, those are the things that the Gentiles think about. Gentiles means idol worshippers. People that does not believe in God. They major on what is not compulsory. I'm not saying you shouldn't do business. I'm talking of prayer now. Especially for somebody that desire eternal life. If you don't take it as a serious project, if it is 15 minutes per day, you devote it undiluted without distraction. It's not when you know you are feeling unique. Let me go play for it. This is that you pray 1 minute, you go. And then I say, let me on that washing machine. Then you put something on fire, you come and clean. But you pray 3 minutes, say that is sacred to my joke, then you go there. You are not yet serious. In the physical, can you be discussing with the governor of the president and then you'll be attending to all those ones? Will you be asking phone call? You dare not. You dare not. But because Brother Abraham said that things that have eternal value is allotted very little time. Why? No revelation. When Jacob did all that he did, he found out that it didn't work. Then he said, I am finished today. Now all my labor for these years, everything has ended. Today is when I will die without a seed. Then he began to appeal to God. Say, God, but these are the things I've had. You are the one that spoke to my mother this and that and the rest of it. I'm adding that one because of all that we have known. He said, but you are the one that told me to return. And you promise you are going to bless me. And see now, death is what I'm facing here. While he was in that desperate, it's not as simple as ready there. He was in despair. He was in agony. He was like facing death. That's why Abraham said that this matter of the Holy Ghost, he said, is between life and death. He said, if it is not like that to you, you can't get anything yet. If it is something you attend to when you have time, if it's just and something extra that is possible, then you are not a candidate yet. When he was groaning and in agony, and it is when you are in that condition that something happened that God appears, then there appeared to him an angel. Of course, when you read the Bible, also we call it God. Then they begin to wrestle with the man. They begin to wrestle with the man. What are you doing here? I really don't know the type of wrestling, but it was a physical wrestling. I wouldn't know what led to it. What led to it? If this is somebody that was in despair, was talking to God, because there are some time, even it has happened to me before. There are some time when prayer reached some point, you are just talking to God as if you are talking to somebody like this one. Not be saying you close eyes, but you are just talking like this one. Sometimes prayer reached some level like that. That if somebody passed, if you think you are talking to somebody or you are on phone call, it's prayer that is going on, but you are talking. Is it how my life will really be? What do I even come to this life for? Am I here to be a jest, to be a mockery? Is that why I'm here? This message of the hour said that I have come. I understand the doctrine, I understand the order, I understand the color, but out of my life, nothing has happened to it. When Jacob was in that condition like that, then the man appeared. What are you doing here? Say, look, are you not hearing my prayer? Are you not hearing me? Something told him that this is somebody that can help him. Then he grabbed him. Say, you're not going to leave here. You're not going to leave this place. The man was struggling to leave him. He was doing everything to leave him. Like Jesus was doing to that Syrophoenician woman. I'm not sent to your race. The first thing was dead silence, no response, which is insult on his own. The second stage was that the disciples went to meet Jesus and told Jesus to send her away. She's causing, she's a nuisance. She's a persona non grata. She's causing disturbance. The third stage was that Jesus Christ answered on top of that one. Are you talking about that one? I'm not saying to Aris. Even children have never eaten finish. Then I'll be giving what belongs to children to dogs. And the woman was hearing. Then the woman came. See, it's time now for dogs to appear and talk. So the dog had to come. First of all, she admitted that she's dog. She and her race. That one, you can't make mistake. No matter how bad your sermon is, you are right. Now me get problem. No, you get problem. You are right. That's why I come here. Look at my condition. You are right. I'm the one that is wrong. Then the woman knelt down. I say, all that you have said is correct. You are not wrong at all. You are right in what you have said. Me and my race, we are dogs. That I agree. Say, but remember, sir, that even this dog you are talking about, they are creatures of God. And crumbs that fall from the master's table, that they eat from that one. I'm not asking that. I'm not struggling with your children. Ask for that one. That's not what I come for. I'm not here to drive your children and then they took. That's what I'm here for. I'm just waiting for that crumbs. When they eat finish, the crumbs that I will fall down, that one is okay for me. Jesus looked at her. Jesus knew that except somebody have a deep revelation, she can't go to this extent. She jumped the first barricade of no response. She jumped the second barricade of the advice of the disciples. She jumped this storm barricade that was heaviest, calling her a dog. If that will happen here, even in Christ's bright tabernacle, if it happened here, that sister or brother will never step here again. I know that one for sure. Many that have gone with offense, they have never been called dogs. Then you now talk like somebody is called a dog. Oh. Say, I've been thinking about it before. That man is not a man of God. He's demon possessed. If you look at his sermons, he's always abusing, always insulting, always calling people names. That's the way he preaches sermons. But Jesus looked at that for a woman to dump all these barricades and still come to this level of humility. He said, great is your faith. Great is your revelation. Because of this level you reach like this one, be it unto you according to your request. And the Bible said that the devil left a daughter that same hour. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sometimes God drives his anointing like that to test you, to see your reaction, to see your level of revelation. Only one word to the contrary, you have missed your blessing. You don't even need to speak it out. Just a thought inside. It has closed the file. Your file is KIV. KIV in government service is keep in view. Or PA, put away. The person is not ready yet. It's not mature for the blessing. We are speaking on the revelation of the purpose of our existence. Finally, this man wrestling with Jacob said, the day is breaking. Let me go, please. Jacob said, you are not going. Me, guy, I want day to break. I want people to see us. I want people to know that I'm not ashamed of my name. I want people to know that I've lived actually according to my name. And I don't want it. My style of life, I hate it. Though it has blessed me physically, but it's not helping me. It's the one that brought me to this hour of trouble here. And I'm tired of it. So if they won't break that one, no, it doesn't change anything. If you are the one that doesn't want day to break, then you have to do what you do before they break. As for me, I'm not in haste that they should not break. I'm not ashamed that people should not hear what I am. I'm not saying that they should not know what the kind of life I live. Me, I'm not ashamed of that one. If you are the one that is conscious of your reputation, that your child is like this one, do what you're supposed to do for me. If
If not, anywhere I go, I carry your name. So I'm not leaving you, say they won't break. If they won't break, let them break. Then the agent told him that, this is your request you are asking for. If I'm to grant it, it will affect you. He said, any faith he wants to have, I don't care. So it will affect your style of business. It will affect this one, your way of walking, your way of dressing. It will affect it. He said, I don't mind. I don't mind. I'm determined and I'm ready. 100% ready. Anything. Except to reach that spot, you can never be helped. It's when you reach that spot that you're actually ready for God's help. These are examples in the scriptures. We can't run over it. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But Abraham said, if this person come to God asking for a request on this basis, and God give it to him on that basis, if the next person come and he meet that requirement, he says it's obligated. But if he does not meet that requirement, he's not obligated. That is why we are at this spot. Say, I don't mind. I will touch you. It will change your friendship. It will change your system of business. It will change, you say, I don't mind. It will change your style of dressing. I don't mind. If he change all my wardrobe, it doesn't. If he remove all my reputation, it doesn't mean anything. Anything you want to touch, let it touch. I'm just surrender. Yeah, touch anywhere you want to touch. Then it touch his left eye. Jacob, that was a big guy before, that go with his shoulder eye. From that time, he begin to say, I am satisfied like this one. As long as that body lifted, as long as that sin lived, as long as that load lift me, I'm okay like this one. Because on the other side, I will walk straight there. Except you have revelation, you can't surrender yourself for these things. We are saying it in every way, in every aspect. But my brother and my sister, I know that many have been here for years without any iota of change, and they are not bothered. They may be bothered, and they just think in the way of human sympathy. Now you just make human sympathy. I've challenged you before. Go back and start the scripture from the beginning to the end. God does not have sympathy on nobody. He only show compassion. And Brother Abraham interpreted compassion to us. He said, it is doing the will of God. And the will of God is the word of God. When he hardened the mouth of the heart of Pharaoh, the next verse said that so does he have compassion of whom he will have compassion, and whom he will, he harden it. May God not harden our hearts. What will make you to come and hear God's word, and on Monday you go do the other one? No matter how heavy the sermon is on Sunday, and you bow your head and shake your head like a lizard a little bit. So do like that and sleep. You know that during that, those time of prayer, many sleep. Look, many are here just bodily. Everybody know why they are here. I'm not saying that sometimes you cannot be sick. We pray for the sick also. And there are witnesses here that they have enjoyed deliverance and healing after prayer. Even during service, if you are bad, you can enter the deacon's office and they will call one of the ministers to come and pray for you there. We are not limited only to after the preaching. There is no time, Abraham, sometime before he comes to the pulpit, he first of all attend to some people before he comes inside. Have you read that from the message? But when you come and sit down, it is a time to listen to what God has to say. Till tomorrow. There are people that have pleasure of time. This is a service we have been coming for many years. That is when somebody will remember that they need to buy water and go for about 15 minutes to go and buy water. Who will ask you not to go and buy water if you are not okay with this one? But don't you know before that we are going to enter a service that will take us so much time? If you are the type that is not dull of hearing,
If you are the type that is conscious of why you are here, if you are the type that knows that these 15 minutes might make me to miss the very purpose of coming to church today, why don't you buy that water before the service? If you can't bring from the house, if you still want to go, nobody will stop you. And you can go for 30 minutes. At the end of the service, we shake your hand, shalom. We can go for that to say, our service, you will say it's wonderful. And you didn't get a penny out of the service. So, who suffers? May the Lord be our help. Daniel. Of course, we are not finishing the sermon because I thought it would be making, we are not making the progress. And I just don't feel like pressing too much or rushing it too much. Daniel, the Abraham told us that he was a small boy of between 12 and 14 years when he left Jerusalem, when they were taken captives. A boy of 12, 14 years here, both boys and girls, can you please stand? Between 12 and 14 years. You don't need to pretend your age, my friend. 12 to 14 years. Please stand. Between 12 and 14 years. God bless you. Remain standing. This was the age bracket of Daniel when he was packed captives like others to a foreign land. The thing that used to interest me about Daniel was that as urgent as the captors were, as urgent as they were pressing them, as assertive as they were, the thing that was most valuable to Daniel in this age bracket was that I must go with God's word. And Daniel packed, you can have your seat, God bless. Daniel packed with him the scroll, the prophecy of the prophet that has spoken about this, their exit. And he was there praying and meditating. And he was there as he was studying and studying and studying and studying. And he was calculating years. But immediately they even got to that place, he made a decision. Say, gentlemen, there were thousands that were carried to that place. So it's only four people's name we hear. One in a million. Thousands were packed with that. Only four people's name we hear. All the others will not hear anything about them. Compromisers. We read in Daniel 1:8. Let's repeat the scripture. I bring it again. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Can you listen? A portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. These are people that in their own land, according to the laws of God, they are not to just be drinking strong wine like that. Daniel remembered that. Even though he was out of the place. Anything can take you out of the camp. It can be job. It can be schooling. It can be whatsoever. But when you are out of the camp, what did you determine the environment you get to? What is the purpose in your heart? He requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. You know the rest of it. Now the prophet said, let me read from here. Daniel, I know my Redeemer liveth, paragraph 40. But Daniel had purpose in his heart to do the purpose of God, and God had placed that in his heart. But Daniel could have had this desire. Sorry, before Daniel could have had this desire, there had to be something to create that desire. Election, predestination was working upon Daniel. But upon others, nothing. But he could have that faith. Before he could have that faith, there had to be something to tell him that there was a God that could deliver. Because the eunuch told him that you are endangering my life. This thing you are requesting, the king will remove my head if he discover that I didn't do what he asked him to do. He will think that I want to embezzle here. What I'm supposed to give you, that I'm keeping it for myself. Daniel said, just give us 10 days to prove what we are saying. It's not going to be a long experience. Just 10 days. Okay. So the man said, okay, 10 days. It's all right. Then for 10 days, they were eating their normal raw food, pulse and whatsoever. Like local beans were eating. So at the end of the 10 days, he brought them. He examined them with this one that was giving this fresh something. Because sometimes if you eat better food for 1 week, it will show your body. Let's talk fast. Better food, it will penetrate all the gutters, I tell you. Some of the eye that has done, it will brighten the faces. You just see the thing begin to shine. Only 1 week good food. Good vegetable, good something like that, all those, gather everything together like that, and it will penetrate all these long, it will straighten everything, I'm telling you. When the man looked at them, he saw that they were even better than the one that were eating this one. Whatever they are putting in their own food, make I leave them. Let me read another place. The prophet said, let me look at this quote here, remembering the Lord. Oh, no, God talked to Moses. God talked to Moses from paragraph 51. And Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat. That's just exactly. When you say you are going to do anything, going to accept your healing, or you are going to accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is when the devil flies on you with all 4 feet. That's right. When he got down there, he said what he was going to do. The king came around and seen there was an excellent spirit in Daniel. He said, now you put them fellows over there and feed them. I guess the doctor had come along and said, now look, they need plenty of vitamins. So I tell you, you got to give them some wine and some hard drinks and some fattening things. A whole lot of calories in it. A whole lot of meat and a lot of stuff. The king said, I will feed them off my own table. In other words, they will eat from the Aso Rock. Aso Rock, you know that only God knows how much food we wasted every day. Snail, betta fish, white meat, all these costly that you put your hand in the market, you take it back. Is there in abundance? Snail will fill one plate. No, this one will fill one plate. This one fill one plate. This one fill one plate. Just TYC. It's a buffet. Use spoon. Fork. Press here. You can't even go around. I was taken to a restaurant in South Africa. It's a fee paid, and you eat anything you want to eat. I couldn't go around this hunting. In fact, the brother was disappointed. Yes, because I couldn't go around this hunting. Am I going to boss myself because of what you brought me to this place? What? If I want to go and meet alone, I won't reach anywhere. Everything did there. Everything you eat is just with that amount that is paid. This is the kind of thing that Daniel had the opportunity for. But he said, no, I'm not going that way. There is dietary law in Israel. Daniel knew by revelation that going that way, we violate that. They want to follow how they prepare their own food themselves so that they can be in the will of God and be able to hear from God. That's why God can come and talk to them in the vision of the night. But this one that are without revelation, that's what people do in occasions. As if they are not eating for 10 days. Grab this one, grab this one, grab this. People are looking at you. You just disgrace yourself. People are looking at you. Sometimes you look at YouTube and see where they put video, even on the table. Why people are passing meat inside plate. You think people are not watching? There are people there that their own purpose is to watch. May God deliver you from covetousness. Some want to pack the food that their family will eat for 1 week in that place. Have you not eaten before? If there's no occasion for 1 month, we will not survive. May God have mercy upon us. Daniel, make up your decision. Oh my, I don't know why I go that side. But sometimes, you know, you will put the cook food, they say they can't the thing over, you pass the people. At the end of the day, some people will not get it. Why? Somebody has carried plenty plates. The day you will be disgraced, it don't minus one. Because everything, because I thought I'd be able to get there today, I'm not getting there. Every spirit that is here, negative spirit on earth, that come upon human beings, has a target. And the target is disgrace and destruction. That's the final decision of that spirit. Mention them. That when we come to you, we'll go over them. Until that is achieved, that spirit is never satisfied. If it's a stealing, covetous spirit, no matter how much it's able to accumulate, everything accumulate 10 billion, it's not going to be satisfied until you get to that level of destruction or disgrace. Because that is the target of that spirit. That goes for every evil spirit on earth. That is why it is necessary. If you realize in yourself that this is a bad habit, you better cry for mercy. Because if you don't cry for mercy, the day of your disgrace is at hand. And the grace, if it's not managed, leads to destruction. May the Lord be our help. Thank God I'm not the one that preach every time. Because even if I'm in Nick, that this man home, his own, I will not be the one to preach next time. But anytime I reach here, whatever the Lord put in my mouth, that will I say. If a boy like Daniel at that age can make that decision, if a boy like that one can go with God's word, can be meditated, if we check the life of Daniel throughout, that when they set trap for him for prayer, he falls inside the trap because he cannot but pray. Abraham said that there's nothing you can do to separate a believer from prayer. It's not possible. These people will read about them in the scripture. They are ready to die. They are ready to die. They are sure ready to die. Either they die or they are in the will of God. That's the ambition. Beloved brothers and sisters, as we close this service, let's ask ourselves questions. Young ones, I used to say it, let me say again. We didn't come to the message as old people. We came as young boys. I came as a teenager. Yes. I came as a teenager. I stood against what my parents stand for. They were not idol worshippers. They were good Christians in their own church. I never see one bottle of beer never enter our house while I was there. My dad doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. Even palm wine, that is the local something that almost practically everybody, it does it. I think one time or so I drank it. It was not enough. It was in my cousin's them farm when I went there. Because that's like their tea break. That's what I was giving. The old man, they had drinks. I taste it, the team will not agree me. The taste, if I hate it. The taste of beer, I don't like it, and all those ones. When we came to the message and we were young, we preached this message in our schools. We preached it in our offices. I preached it in my office that they knew that this one is a preacher. And our accountant from that, our office, was bringing to me a topic they will give to them is a Baptist. Say, you talk to us. He will say, help me to develop this one. I helped him the first time. Helped him the second time. Third time, he told the pastor there. He says, you bring me. I went there twice to go and preach in Baptist church. So when they see that the thing I was bringing gradually, but I said, this is not in conformity with Baptist something. They didn't drive me, just keep quiet, don't just invite me again. But the one that is sown is sown. On the day of judgment, they will answer for that one. But the first time, the pastor said, a young man like this, he was using me to talk to the people. The young ones in this hour, whatever, I don't understand their own. How many people, the school you went to and spent 2 years and 4 years and five, who did you witness to there? Who knew what to believe? You just enter quiet and come out quiet. I don't understand those kind of life. Did it baffle me? Since you have been doing your business, did any of your associates know what to believe? When yourself, maybe you tell like that. Maybe yourself, you compromise. So you cannot talk.
To cross Jordan, Jesus died all my sins to atone. When that night I see He be waiting for. I want to cross.
Oftentimes I forsake it.
Oftentimes I'm forsaking. I'm weary as oh, when it seems that my friends are. For God, there is one that she asked me, yes, I made my act. Oh, I want to cross Jordan alone. I want to cross Jordan. You went out mercy be waiting for me. I won't
though the billows of sorrow and trouble may sweep.
Though the billows of sorrow, yes, and troubles may sweep, will Christ has sent your way careful is for his holy die of a journey. Oh my soul, he wake. Yes, I want to cross Jordan, Jordan alone. I want to cross Jordan alone. Alone, Jesus died all my sins to atone. Oh, when the darkness, oh, he will be waiting for me. I won't die to cross the Jordan.
When we are seeing our eyes senses, are you sure that you have actually caught the revelation of why you are here? Are you sure? You look back and look at the present. Can you see a progression or retrogression? Are you moving forward or backward? Or are you stagnant? Are you on the same spot? Are you moving forward? We are not going to be accountable for the soul of everyone that ever comes here. Because like Brother Paul, we can say by the grace of God, we have not shown to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. We have condemned every unrighteousness. We have condemned every sin that we can see, both sin and unseen. We condemn to the letter. We discourage with the highest form of discouragement anything that is contrary to God's word. And we believe that God is here, who is also a witness. He sees our heart. He answered prayers also. Are you honest with yourself? Are you honest with God? Are you perseverant? Or are you complacent? Just once in a while, prayer about Holy Ghost doesn't help anything. That is not the way they got it. You can never receive it in that form. If there be any evil in your life that is going underground, and you sit on top of it, that's what will destroy you. When there's a God in Israel, when there's a physician here, why would the daughter of my people be not recovered? Neither can you go and consult Beelzebub, the God of Ekron. You do it, God will meet you on the way. If you are here and you want to go to the denomination for deliverance, you will have more demons to yourself. Denominational people, they are unbelievers to God's word of this hour. They can't do you no good. People that believe in three gods, I don't care the kind of gift they claim to have. I will never kneel down before a denomination now to be pronouncing idolatry names on top of my head. God forbid. In the name of any gift. God forbid. Are you satisfied with this message? Have you laid your life before him? Are you honest with yourself? Are you honest with God? Are you ready to go all the way?
As we bring this service to a close, it might look like a maniac screaming. It is not a determination by no one to come and scream. He is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It's not an avenue to use to bully over God's children. Because like Abraham said, I'm a lover of that life too. I also want to be there. Neither do I come here to find fault. Because I know I'm mortal myself. And I'm also accountable to God. But all of us have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Especially knowing that the end is close. The God that can transform life is right here with us. If we can do it with all our hearts, it does not change. Do you want to be remembered in prayer? And if you just want more of God, or you have somebody in your heart that you desire prayer for, it is also allowed, because we find it in the scripture. This Syrophoenician woman was coming to stand for her daughter that was not even there, that was grievously vexed with a devil. You might also have somebody that is grievously vexed with a devil. Any type of devil it might be. Devil is a devil. Whether the person is present or the person is absent, a devil is a devil. Jesus Christ did not even say, go and bring her here. As you have believed, so be it. And it happened like that. If that is someone with such rings, besides those that are kneeling at the altar, which we know that they are here for a purpose. Some are standing on their feet, and others are you are not compelled to lift your hand. It's not compulsory at all. Please be at liberty. We are in the presence of God. I'm not interested to see nobody's hand. Myself, I'm a needy person. My life is before God. My life is in God's hand. So the life of every one of us. When we come to this junction, we mean business. We don't do it lackadaisically. We don't do it as at other time. We don't do it for formality. We do it for seriousness. We do it for respect. We do it for humility. We do it for soberness. We do it with all our heart. That the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that sees the heart of all men can add his blessing upon it. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Righteous eternal Father, I bring this audience, physical one and those that are invisible, before your throne of mercy. I don't know what is happening with those that are listening online, but you are the only one that have the eye that can see everywhere. But in the visible audience, many are on their feet, some are at the altar, plenty answer up. I don't know for what reason, neither do I know for what purpose. But I know that because they have a need of you, and I don't know which area. It might not even be for themselves, it might be for somebody else. Thou God, we are before you. This is not a place of showmanship. It's not a place to show how we can preach. It's not a place to show clothes or anything. But it's a sober place. Because we are before you that brought us here. We are looking at your word to see men that have lived before us. Women that are lived before us. That recognize the purpose why they were brought to this earth. And they pursue it with vigor. They pursue it with determination. They pursue it, oh God, with all their strength. And you are not disappointed. We know it by your prophet that this is happened because you ordained them to life. Brother Paul said in Hebrews 6, he said, we have persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation, though we don't speak. Though we preach like this, condemning every unrighteousness, both seen and unseen, but we are still persuaded better things of your people. We are persuaded that those that come to within the range, oh God, of this world here, that is because you are the one that called them and draw them. That's why they are here. They are Almighty God. If they have come, it's our desire that they will enter into you, that nobody will be exempted from the blessing of your presence, from your glory, from your grace, for O God of heaven and earth, from the confirmation of their election. It's our desire that you grant it to everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. As you help Moses to discountenance the glory of Egypt, the treasures of Egypt, the glamour of Egypt, the euphoria of that place and the kingdom of the place, and identify himself with your own children, and he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt, help every one of us. Whatsoever each one has as request that made them to come, those at the altar, those standing, and those that lift up their hands, especially with revelation, I pray, thou King of heaven, knowing that this is your program, and you are the one working out your program yourself, and your program can never end up abruptly without accomplishing its purpose. Dear Father, may you grant the desires of your people. May you meet them at the point of their needs. Whatsoever they desire, as you granted to the woman of Syrophoenicia, may you grant to your children, Heavenly Father. Being that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, we ask on the same basis that those ones, that woman came. These ones have come at this hour, despite the way the message came. Some words might be hard, some words might look maybe embarrassing or whatsoever. Nevertheless, it is your word. Master, may I accomplish your purpose in our life. As many as are seeking for the Holy Ghost, we know it is possible for you, O God, to feed them today. We know it is possible. For the seed that you placed in them before the world began to come to life, it might be because of them that you spoke the way you spoke. Master Jesus, grant it is our prayers. You promise that when we do this, that every other thing shall be added. Lord, may all the things be added, Heavenly Father. We have people who are sick, perhaps in the hospital, perhaps in their homes, those whom we know and those we do not know. And those who are here, Lord, I manage their heads to bear because they just want to be in your house. In the name of Jesus Christ, while we are in your presence, humbly, Lord, as your servant, I want to ask that the power of your presence will, Lord, scan each person from their head to toe and flush out every sickness, every affliction, every disease. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, dear Father, that today may you separate them from their sicknesses. May never return back to them. Any form of demon that is tormenting whosoever that have requests here or standing for somebody, as you granted that of the Syrophoenician woman, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Satan, I challenge you, in the name of Jesus Christ, hear the word of the Almighty God. And because he will desire you, Lord Jesus, just as the Syrophoenician woman desire, merciful God, grant the desires of their heart. May the devil lead their people in the name of Jesus Christ. May they be free, Heavenly Father. Grant it, King of glory. May this prayer never return back unto you, Lord. Let it accomplish its purpose. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful. The short time we will have after we dismiss, teach us how to use it. Bring us back for more of your blessings. We are grateful unto you. Take all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. And his coming gladden our hearts. The morning service ended, and we will be dismissed immediately to come in for the last service of the day by 2:00, and then by 4:00 we dismiss. God bless you richly. Well, in case you are a visitor here with us and you are fellowshipping with us for the first time,
Obviously, we have not had 10% of what we believe. We want to tell you that we believe the Bible, and all that we stand for, we can prove them from the Bible by the grace of God. So if you have a question, we are disposed to answer questions. Whether we have said anything that you do not understand, you can ask for clarification. It is not with the same face we stand there and preach that we'll talk to you in the room. That one will be a smiling face. When we are here, we are not the one that control the mood that we... That one is determined by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we come with smiling, sometimes it will come with a look a bit hard. That one is in God's hand. It's not in our control. But we are very nice to ourselves here, very lovely, feel relaxed. We just do everything to help each other, and we believe that God is our helper, and He will see us through. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? We sing hymn number. Let me see the number here. Yeah. 198 is coming soon. Come on.